go back almost 15 years now, and I remember, Brother Steve, when you first came from out west, and you sat down with Dad and I and said, I don't know, but we need to do something here. We just need to incorporate. Can we come under you? And we told you, what did we tell you? No, because I felt, and we felt, Dad felt, that he needs to establish his own 501c3 and move ahead in what God anointed him to do for the hour.
And God is at work. Amen. Right? We all experience that. We sometimes we are busy on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, you just walk with God, and sometimes you get off track a little bit and he has to bring you back again and things like that. And then all at once we look back and we're like, how did we get here? And we're currently the Blessings of Hope, the food ministry outreach part of the ministry. It's growing so fast that we have to, like, we had it as a family ministry, and then it got bigger than that, and right now we're just working at putting systems in place and stuff like that. So Blessings of Hope is a food distribution warehouse where large corporations of food will donate truckloads of food, and then we have a large cooler, a large freezer, and a large warehouse, and then ministries, food pantries, churches, outreaches, halfway houses, and places like that will come, and they will shop for food. It's donated food. There's a small charge for handling charge, but they'll come and pick out whatever food they want and take it back to their place. We got a phone call last week of large company that wants to donate 60,000 pounds of cheesesteak meat. And it's about a tractor trailer truck and a half. We figured out it's about 150 cows. And but we have a cooler that will hold about 6 tractor trailer loads of food, and another cooler that will handle another tractor trailer and a half load of food, and a freezer that will handle about a tractor trailer and a half of food. And so, but it's really amazing what is happening. I think there's like 80 different companies that donate food to us. And how many volunteers did David say is in our database? Like 1,800? I think we have 1,800 volunteers in our database. And it's just, I don't know what else to say. And as you can imagine, growing pains that go with that of raising funds and things. Fundraising is not the most fun thing I do. Let's just say that. When I sometimes God and I have to have this talk, you know, and I'm like, well, I didn't sign up for this, you know. And you know what God says? Don't you speak in tongues? Yeah. Well, you signed up for it. Because see, when you're speaking in tongues, you don't know what you're praying, right? Right? Because when you say, not my will, but your will be done, and then you speak in tongues, you don't know what you're saying, right? So every now and then I find myself in the middle of a scrape somewhere, you know, and it's like you have to figure out how to overcome and solve a problem somewhere. And like, God, did I sign up for this too? Yep. So I think we need to realize that we signed up for a whole lot more than we realize sometimes. And that God is actually looking for people who are available. Because God can train the available, right? God can train the available, but not everybody is available. There's a lot of people that they like hanging around with Jesus. They like for what he can do for them. But not everybody wants to go out and work in his field. So, speak in tongues and see what happens.